So wisdom is vindicated by her works. I'm not going to talk about that, but it stumped me for years what that meant, and just food for thought. I think it could also be said, hindsight is 20/20. In other words, wisdom, when you try to live it out, sometimes people question it, doubt it, think you're crazy. It's vindicated by what it happens from it, what it does. So that in afterwards, people are like, oh, that was the wise thing to do. We'll leave that there, but in the middle of Advent, in the middle of our Lord, in this season of preparation, of getting ready for the joys of Christmas, it's also a season of putting off joys, pushing them away to some extent. Our Lord is saying, you know, you people, you know, I come in with, you know, eating and drinking, and you're not happy with that. But even the parts of the kingdom which are the cross. And John the Baptist, who comes in penitence, you can't accept that either. But it's both. The kingdom of heaven is both joys and the cross. And right here in the middle of week two, we have St. John of the Cross, who certainly emphasizes the need and the beauty and the important essential role of suffering, of the cross. John the Baptist didn't just come preaching happiness and glee and joy and let your sadness go and live in the moment. And no, he came preaching change and hardship and suffering and even at times punishment. But he also came wearing camel's hair and eating locusts, which is not my favorite dress or dessert. So it's important for us to remember that there is a place for suffering in our lives. And our Savior who comes at Christmas didn't do away with suffering in this life. He embraced it. Unlike anyone else. And not just on that one time at Calvary, which was drastic, but throughout his life, being born, not in the comfortable palace, but in the cold, miserable, dew, wet-filled, you know, cold and shivering stable with swaddling clothes, whatever those are, but I don't know. I'd rather my blankie. But it's there. I know, right? It's all the same thing. Okay, anyway. And I was with a beautiful baby last night, all wrapped in swaddling clothes like a burrito. And maybe Jesus looked like that. But, you know, they didn't have all the refined tastes that we have. And our Lord grew up as a carpenter's son in Nazareth, poor. Couldn't afford the best education for who knows who. That's not why he came. And in embracing suffering, he transformed suffering and made it not so that the absence of suffering means grace is working, but rather grace is working when you're able to embrace suffering with it and with him. And I just want to read a couple of excerpts because St. John of the Cross, unlike me, actually knows what he's talking about and has some beautiful things to share with us. The soul cannot possess nor even reach the treasures of Jesus and the fathomless treasures of his wisdom unless it first passes through the thicket of exterior and interior suffering. Moreover, many spiritual gifts for the mind and the senses, many virtues, are needed and long practice and even discipline in the spiritual life before you have access to the riches and joys of Christ and the depths of his love. Note that these gifts are of a lower order, but they predispose the soul to plumb the depths of that secret knowledge, that unfathomable knowledge of God's love, which is the most profound wisdom attainable. Would that we might at least at last understand that it is impossible to attain to the thicket of manifold riches of the wisdom of God and the love of God without entering into the thicket of the manifold suffering, making that our consolation and desire. And how the soul which really longs for divine wisdom first longs for suffering, that it may enter more deeply into the thicket of the cross. Even St. Paul urged the Ephesians not to lose heart in tribulations, but to be strengthened in those moments, rooted in love, that they might have power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth of God's love. And to know that love of Christ that surpasses all knowledge. For the gate whereby one may enter into these riches of God's wisdom and love is the narrow gate of the cross. Many long for the delights to which that gate leads, and in fact all are called to those delights, but few are they who are prepared to pass through that narrow gate of the cross. But it's vital, it's necessary. John the Baptist, camel's hair and locusts and suffering and tribulation is necessary. And we can't be scandalized or shocked and like, why did you abandon me, Lord? Why are you making this happen to me? That's the wrong attitude. And we want to ask the intercession of John the Baptist as we move forward towards Christmas with a sober and ready mindset. We dig our heels in when suffering comes and we keep our smile fixed firmly because suffering is not going to be a bad thing for the Christian. It is bad in itself, but it's a door. It's the door that our Lord uses. We ask the Holy Spirit to enlighten our minds and really give fortitude to strengthen our hearts as we embrace this coming of this Savior, who saves us not without the cross, but often and necessarily through the cross. Amen?
Amen.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, pray for us.